In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday in the Nativity, the Advent fasting. And as we explained last week, about the things that may prevent us from spiritual growth and may twist us from our goal to inherit the kingdom of heavens. One of the examples was the young man who was very rich today came to our Lord Jesus Christ, and unfortunately he left him sorrowfully because he wanted to gain the kingdom of heaven while he did not want to leave what he had, which certainly will delay him in his path to the kingdom of heavens. But actually today I want to speak to you about another topic, which is the media in Egypt and here is concentrating on the constitution in Egypt. There is a big problem now. There is a big problem now in Egypt that the Muslim brothers want to apply the Islamic law through the constitution, which they want to influence and enforce on the people in Egypt. First of all, we are not afraid. But in the church, we have to remember, very important, that we have our own constitution. And this constitution, the Lord gave us already in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And the Lord gave us this constitution not only to inherit the kingdom of heaven, which is the most important goal, but also to overcome any difficulties, persecutions, any problems we may face in this world. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ began his constitution with the blessings. He said, on the mountain, which we call the mountain of the constitution or the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. And our Lord went on this constitution in full details in three chapters. Speaking about the principles for us to follow on earth and in heavens. He said to us, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. He said to us that the murder begins in the heart. And the lust begins with the eye. And also the adultery in the heart. Our constitution is not the laws that are applied on the people from outside. But our constitution is something you live from inside. Begins from your heart. Begins from the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart. And reflects outside on your senses. Mouth, eye, ear. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ wanted from the beginning to save us the fearness or being frightening from the constitutions of the world. We are not afraid of anything. Even if the devil takes his power, we are not afraid. We are not concerned. We have our constitution. That's why when we have inner peace in our hearts, no trouble will come to us. By anyone, whoever he is. Our Lord Jesus Christ also explained in the Constitution how we practice our life with him, how we pray, how we fast, how we help the poor and the needy and give alms. He also in the Constitution said to us a very important fact. The lamp of the body is your eye. And the oil is in your heart. If your heart has a pure oil, pure olive oil, then your eye will be simple. Will enlighten the world. They will see your work and glorify your heavens, your God in heavens. That's why he said a very important word. Do not worry. In chapter 6, verse 25, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat, what you will drink, what you will dress, about your body, what you will put on. The life is more than the food, and the body is more than the clothing. Facts. When we look down to the earth, when we look to the ground, we'll be in trouble. We'll be afraid of the Muslim brothers, or the president, or the Islamic law. We are not afraid of anything. Although we can resist, although we can say no, although we can reject this bad movement, which is now coming in 2 weeks, maybe, and maybe not. According to God's will, we don't know what will be done today, tomorrow. He protects his people. But even, I remember the three young men said to the king, we are sure that the Lord will save us from your hands. But even if not, we will not worship your idols. Either he saves or he does not save this. And what happened? That the Lord saved them. They were protected from the fire. And nothing harmed them or hurt them. The constitution of Christianity prepares us for the kingdom of heaven. And as people of God, as children of God, as temples of the Holy Spirit, we work on that according to this constitution. Do not be afraid. Do not worry. Be sure that God is alive. God is not dead. God is here. Will not leave his people whatsoever. But even we are not afraid. We are not afraid. Follow the constitution of our Lord Jesus Christ. Instead of reading the 46 pages of the constitution of the Muslim brothers, read the 3 chapters of St. Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Read them, study them, work on them, follow them. And be sure that the Lord will not leave you. This is our faith. And this is our way to resist the devil's actions against the people, and especially against the people of God, against the Christians. At the end, or the conclusion of the constitution of our Lord Jesus Christ, he spoke about built on the rock. He gave us a very important example. He said to us, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended. The floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house or that house. And it did not fall. Why? Why? Because it was founded on the rock. Build your heart. Build your heart. Build your faith. Build your life on the rock. The rock is Jesus Christ. He is the rock. And from him flows the living water, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Do not build your house on the sand. Anyone who builds his house on the rock, nothing will touch him. Nothing will harm him. Nothing will take his faith from him whatsoever. That's why we are not in trouble. Be sure that the new Pope, the Holy Synod, the servants, the bishops, everyone is praying from his heart. And this is the only way. Not only to protest in demonstrations, but surround the builds or the courthouses or whatever. No, it's not our way. And we are sure that God, who saved Daniel from the den of lions and the three young men from the fiery furnace, we are sure that he will save us. He will save us. Be sure of that. Do not worry. But please strengthen in your faith. Tighten your relationship with God. We started our nativity, Advent fasting. I ask every one of you, or let everyone ask himself, did I already start my fasting, not only in body, but in spirit, but also in spirit? Do I live already the constitution of my kingdom of heaven? Not this temporary world, not this country, not Canada, not Egypt, nothing in the world will remain forever. Did I start my constitution, life, for my eternal life in the kingdom of heavens? This is what we can learn nowadays. And if they put 15 days for the people to study or to prepare this bad constitution, we have all our life to live our eternal constitution. Read it, study it, live it, apply it, be fixed in it with our Lord Jesus Christ, and be sure that the Lord will never leave us. Just to say what the great prophet said at the Red Sea, when Pharaoh came with his soldiers following the people of Israel to bring them back to the slavery of Egypt, Moses said, "Stand and see the salvation of God." قفوا وانظروا خلاص الرب. احنا مش خايفين من اي حاجة. احنا عندنا دستور. نمشي بس حسب الدستور ده. امشوا حسب الدستور ده. سيبكم من الدستور الخايب اللي عاملينه. سيبكم من ما تخافوش. بس احنا نعيش بدستورنا. دستورنا بيبتدي بكلمة طوبى للمساكين بالروح لأن لهم ملكوت السماوات، وبيمتهي بكلمة طوبى للإنسان اللي بني بيته على الصخر. وبين الاثنين حياة مع المسيح، وأنا أقول لي الحياة هي المسيح والموت ربح. إيه اللي هيعملوا؟ شدة، ضيق، اضطهاد، جوع، عري، خطر، سيف، أمور حاضرة، أمور مستقبلة، أمور ماضية. لا شيء قط يستطيع أن يفصلني عن محبتي التي في المسيح يسوع. عايزين نحاول مناقشتنا في البيت للحاجات دي. ولما يجي بقى الكلام كتير عن هيعملوا إيه و15 يوم وحيقطعوا الإيد وحيرجموا الزانية وحيعملوا أنا مالي وكان الكلام ده أنا مالي. حول الكلام ده إلى صلاة. خلي كل بيت يرفع صلاة وقول له ارحم يا رب شعبك، انقذ يا رب عبيدك، ترأف على خليقتك، لا تترك الشر يستمر، ولكن ما تخافوش، لا تخافوا من الذين يقتلون الجسد وبعد ذلك ليس لهم أن يفعلوا شيئا أكثر. قفوا وانظروا خلاص الرب الذي له كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد. أمين.